Greetings, I'm James Gillen, your host, and this is Z City Stargate. We're also on BBS Radio. We're on As You Wish Talk Radio. We're on VMO, everything. I'm fresh out of the ocean right now, so my hair is wet, but wear my shirt too. But the a lot of crazy stuff going on. It's like, wow, I've been watching all these things unfold lately. And there's lots in the news, especially concerning Trump being taken off the ballot. You know, the TDS saved democracy by not letting the people have the right to vote for who they want. Radical left Democrats' lawfare has gone down in flames due to the Supreme Court. So they're ruling. It was great, 9-0. So it's time to get out the broom and dustpan, sweep it all up. It totally went down in flames. I'm watching the lamestream news talk about too, and just for a little reminder, the Supreme Court voted 9-0. Let me repeat that for the left progressive news anchors: 9-0. Period. It was not 5-4. It was 9-0, and it's called undemocratic election interference. That's what it is. So let's just call it what it is. Quit change altering it. It's unbelievable. So the ruling was based on common sense, something that evades the radical left, where they're trying to manipulate everything and control everything, even your speech. I mean, you got to use all these pronouns now and all these other things. They're the biggest tyrants on the planet. And forget that, not playing that game. Anyway, the people choose who they want to be president, not the Democrats, using lawfare to remove their opponents. The 5-4 vote was also in Trump's favor, saying they cannot use insurrection when he's neither been charged or found guilty of creating an insurrection. So that just blew everything out. And you keep seeing these anchors going, insurrection, insurrection, Russia, Russia, Russia. I'll go into that later. And you know, there's been no charges and there's been no convictions. So, and they automatically saying he's guilty of an insurrection, you know, by who? By your own little pea brain or what, you know? Anyway, it's pretty much tortures a lot of the other cases too. So, here's the and fake news, you know. Let me repeat that. He's never been charged or convicted for an insurrection, even though you may have already charged and convicted him, continuously reporting the lies. So I'm sure he'll win on appeal the other court cases. You know, only problem is coming up with the bonds, which I'm sure he can do with a little help from donors. Anyway, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you should be outraged at this behavior. You know, also, yeah, I'm not a real political person, but my God, seriously, I mean, this is just out of hand. So there's another major blow to democracy delivered by the Supreme Court. Fake news and Dems are now whining, you know, about that. They're saying another blow to democracy delivered by the Supreme Court. It's like, no, actually, they stood up for democracy. They said we all have a chance to choose our president, I believe. So anyway. So in a democracy, the people choose who they want to be president, not you, your source-funded DAs, or the crooked left-wing wingnut judges. Yeah, the people choose, period. So now fake news and Dems repeat what I just said to help you with your cognitive dissonance and the fact that base logic seems to be something outside your thought process. It's like talking to three-year-olds. Come on, guys, let's up the game a little bit. Don't. Everything you say is opposite. It's just like, anyway, again, Biden's name is all over these cases. The collusion with the White House, the DOJ is off the scale. It's called remove your opponent because you've done such a bad job running the country, you can't beat him at the polls. It's election interference, and everyone is on to your game plan, so you might as well just drop it. Anyway, Russia, Russia, Russia is playing out again with the same actors, and it failed before it. To fail again, you know, because it's all based on lies. It was a coup, you know, called Hurricane Crossfire, set into motion by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and it involved all the agencies. So Trump has the playbook, you know, he has the names included, you know, with all the agencies, everyone that perpetuated these lies. So the only reason they're not, or basically this is the only reason they're desperately trying to kick him off the ballot. So Seems we have a choice: a banana republic, dictatorial democracy, weaponizing the DOJ and FBI, or real democracy where the people actually have a say, their vote counts. And by the way, Trump already reinstated the republic. People don't know that. So your overlord banksters and hostile foreign government donors lost control. And time to take back our common law, God-given rights. So the left blew a gasket. They blow a gasket when you say God-given or constitutional rights, or the American flag is like garlic to a vampire to them. So they've been so socially engineered in this Take Down America program. I always say, hop a boat, go to North Korea, China, and have fun with your program there. Anyway, a federal appeals court just ruled that some January 6 protesters were improperly sentenced. It was a protest. They had a permit. There was a riot, not an insurrection. Anyone who did not commit violence needs to be released. No one shot or killed anyone or were armed other than the Capitol Police, which shot a woman, dropped flash grenades, and tear gassed the protesters after welcoming them in. So the constant line of multiple deaths of officers needs a retraction and consequences. So even the head of our DOJ and all these guys are just spewing these lies. There weren't any deaths other than Babbitt, who was shot by the Capitol Police. So anyway, the FBI has still not come forward with how many operatives were in the crowd wearing mega gear who ordered the ghost buses to bring, I'm saying who ordered the ghost buses to bring them in. So were there Antifa and BLM on those buses? What were their orders and how many engaged in violence? So this all needs to be investigated. Who lied to Congress about their involvement? There's multiple lies over and over in Congress, and that needs to be taken care of. So some of the protesters that were showed a card, I mean, they were violent. They had the black helmets on and all the gear and everything, and they got arrested by the Capitol Police, and they showed a card and released, no charges. How's that? There's quite a few other people that were in the middle of that crowd that actually sponsored the whole thing. That pushed everybody to go into the Capitol, and that's you can read about that too. But anyway, many conservative protesters are still in jail without bail or a speedy trial. Grandmothers are in prison, along with other innocent people caught up in the mayhem who did not participate in any way in the violence. And if anything, they had violence perpetuated on them. So this has been proven according to the hidden tapes by the January 6th committee, which destroyed a lot of evidence contrary to their agenda, which was to demonize conservatives and make them enemies of the state. That's what that was all about, basically. It was a don't look what the look at the right hand, don't look at the left hand, what's going on. So anyway, it was a big cover-up. They had to make a big scene because of the stolen election. It was just smoke and mirrors. But anyway, I just want, how sick do you have to be to put grandmothers in jail to maintain your power? How can anybody who took an oath of office to protect the people and the Constitution do this? Or did they take the oath? Was it signed? Was it notarized? If it wasn't, they're impersonating an officer. So a lot of these high-level officials never signed an oath or had it notarized. So a little hint there. Fannie's in the news again. Fannie got her booty in trouble again with multiple witnesses coming forward, willing to testify. She and her consort, Nathan, were doing booty calls way before the case. Fulton County was also sued for withholding evidence of meetings with the White House officials. The Georgia Senate hearings on the matter were given evidence both Nathan Wade and Fannie were meeting at the White House, and Fannie and Kamala are now BFFs. So, a lot of meetings with Kamala there. So my question is, were any of these meetings with the big guy? Probably not, because I don't see how he could open anyway. He just probably sat there eating an ice cream while his little agents did all the work. Here's a good one. Texas has taken a stand, tossed out the federal agents, and now has the support of 25 other states. The response was 80% of the grazing land was taken out by Dew weapon attack on Texas, along with massive amount of cattle, basically vaporized, some call dustified. Fire investigators are interviewing the witnesses, which observed blue-green lasers starting the fires and vaporizing their cattle. Better paint the roof blue on the governor's mansion. So nothing to see here, folks. Guess we'll be eating bugs soon if they keep up. They're taking out our food sources, our livestock, almost everywhere. They're genociding the chickens, saying they have avian flu or whatever. They're doing everything they can to just take out anything that's natural. So keep an eye on that. Here's a good one. Scientists are warning if the conspiracy theories keep coming true, we'll run out of conspiracies in the next couple of years. There's going to be a massive conspiracy shortage because they've all been put in the truth barrel, So here's a good one. The CDC now suggests to go back through your conspiracy theorist friends' old posts for information because they were right all along. Not really. Basically, what CDC said was it's the basic flu. Treat it just like the basic flu, period. So they sure backtracked on that one. Did you know I was kicked off of YouTube and had doctors threatening to sue me for being anti-vax from the very beginning? I said, so you're going to inject yourself with a shot created by billionaire eugenicists. What could go wrong? And I brought the fact that according to the scientists, the masks work as well as a chain link fence stopping a fart. So that didn't go over too well either. Got in a little trouble for that one. But anyway, it's true now. Everything I said was true. It's like everything. I'm just not just me. Everything. The even the people who created the mRNA, the all that stuff. They're all saying, "Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not tested. It's bad news." But they went ahead and did it. So anyway, there's a lot more to that story. It fits into that global agenda. Here's why Nikki Haley was down 36% to nobody. So there's a space where you can vote for nobody, and apparently people a lot of people voted for nobody over her, so it's kind of interesting. So I always say anybody could beat Nikki, but nobody did it, and somebody should let her know. So anyway, a lot of people, I'll explain that one. So okay, there's these somebody, anybody, nobody jokes. This is like dad jokes. But they say somebody always said anybody could do it. Anybody said nobody could do it. So nobody did it. It's one of those things you go around in circles with. Anyway, so don't send me an email saying you don't get it because I'm not going to do this again. This just in, CNN, MSNBC, senators are all accusing Trump of creating an erection. Now I said that right. Over and over, they're all making these speeches saying that President Trump created an erection. And I've always known they had some kind of kinky fantasies, but let's go ahead and play that video. It's kind of funny.
Into inciting an erection, insurrection, which he did.
They said he participated in an erection, and I have to, an insurrection, sorry.
If they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Let's talk about the fact that President Trump incited an erection. And maybe that too.
Who has been impeached for inciting the erection, inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. We understand that the former president...
Insurrection, and I have to say, I got up at 5 this morning to do Casey Hunt's show, and I'm exhausted. So...
Yeah, you could talk about that too, I guess.
Maybe we should talk about that too. The president incited an insurrection. Maybe we should talk about the fact that the president...
All right, so I like this one. How do you know when CNN... MSNBC or most Democrats are lying. Their lips are moving. If you want the truth, the real news, just reverse everything they say. Know that whatever they accuse others of they've done or are doing. So it's demonstrably true. And you can see that, every day, every time they feign this big emotional outrage over something, it's and they blame Trump or somebody else. It's what they're doing, you know. Democracy. This is the end of democracy. Well, they're killing democracy. They weaponized all the agencies, and they're trying to take away your ability to have a choice for who you want to be president. And then they accuse the conservatives or Trump or of ending democracy. This is the end of democracy. No, it's the end of your deep state Nimrods that are running the show. So speaking of the morally integrity challenge, Justin Castro's, I mean, Trudeau's brother, just spilled the beans on Trudeau signing a contract with the WEF Global Elite to carry out their you will own nothing and be happy and eat bugs agenda, along with we will control every aspect of your life and do away with 7 billion of you. So he's on the, he's signed up for that one. So, you know, it sounds like treason to me. Anyway, rumor has it Biden allegedly did the same thing. So, you know, the WEF and the WHO are taking over the world through unconstitutional treaties. So be aware of that. Watch, be very wary of Biden's all in on signing these treaties. And there goes our constitution, all of our rights, everything. So you really need to look at it. So, you know, the Canadians are already on to all the other scams that he's done. They're all coming forward, Castro. And I don't think his pompous narcissist routine is going to get him out of this one. You know, he can rooster strut all he wants and try to twist things, but he's toast, basically. And, you know, neither will the dawdling fool routine Biden plays get him out of things. And, you know, this is their plan for total domination, the end, you know, end of global freedom. That's their plan. You know, I want somebody to explain to me this. I guess the HER report, and we talked about it before, said that Biden is just too senile. He's a dawdling old man. He can't remember anything. So we're not going to prosecute him. And what he did was 10 times worse than what Trump did. And what Trump did wasn't even illegal. But what he did was totally illegal, you know, 100%. He didn't have the right to have those secret documents, and he spread them out anywhere and pretty much gave them to the to the Chinese. You know, here's all these boxes of thing, you know, will you store these for me? I think they're Penn State. I can't remember where it is. I don't know, but you can look that up. But my thing is, like, you know, if this guy is a dolly no fuel, it doesn't have the wherewithal to be prosecuted, why in the hell are we going to make him president for 4 more years? I mean, he's not even functioning now. What's he going to do in a year or two? It's just like, are they just going to wheel him out and hook a little device up to him? And I don't know. It's pretty much where things are going. He'll probably do a presidential decree that all stairs must be turned into escalators with little chairs on them or something. I wouldn't be surprised. Tucker Carlson, I love that guy. He just did a special on government censorship, Google and Facebook and some other major social media networks allegedly temporarily just went dark. And I know Facebook and Instagram, I know Google was having some problems. So, you know, I'm wondering if the secret space fleet guys are sending a message, you know, hey, we can shut you down anytime we want. I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but we'll find out later. So here's another one. Why are so many social media CEOs dumping their stock? You know, they're all dumping their stock. So what is coming? What's going on? So I would expect to see some blackouts, you know, power blackouts, network blackouts, things like that coming up. So anyway, they're packing up and getting out of Dodge and building underground bunkers. So you might want to pay attention to that. They know something's coming. So he also did an expose on Big Pharma, the deceptive tactics and how they do nothing to heal, only create lifelong dependencies. And we already knew that now, didn't we? It's like, maybe Tucker will blow the lid off the fake disclosure. We can send him all the evidence he needs, fully documented contact for almost 40 years. So call me Tucker, you know, give me an address and we'll send you some stuff that'll blow your mind. But anyway, be sure and leave a message because I don't answer my phone. So, and I will get back to you. But And a lot of people want me to come to events and be on radio shows and things like that. And be sure if you call, don't be sure and leave a message, because I get so much crazy phone calls that I just don't answer my phone unless I have a message, you know, that to get back to somebody. So be sure and leave a message. And it's best to go through the ranch anyway, go through the ranch email or the ranch phone. But if you don't hear from us, keep trying, because we're having a lot of problems at the ranch right now. Anyway, here's a good one. The Biden administration just flew in 320,000 illegal aliens to alleviate the border crisis. That's 320,000. Let me see. And some of those guys are getting like 50,000 a piece in these cards and all this. It's amazing, all this money that they're getting. So, I mean, do the math, you know. Is that going to alleviate the economic crisis, paying for all of them, but, you know, taxpayers' money, money that should be going to the homeless and veterans in America? Is it going to alleviate the rapid increase in crime and murder? And Joy, Joe, repeat after me. Lincoln Riley, say it. Put the ice cream down and apologize. You know, you killed her with your pen, striking down all Trump's executive orders to secure the border. And so how many of those 320,000 illegal aliens were vetted? Probably none. The Statue of Liberty did not say, send us your terrorists, your insane, your murderers, your robbers, your gangs and thieves. You know, go back and read that, you know. And did you go to the border to see Governor Abbott close it and then go back to plan B, fly them all in on the taxpayers' dime and just disperse them around America? You know, that's what's been going on, basically. Now, here's a good one. Karine Jean-Pierre, press secretary, when asked why Biden needs press cards and teleprompters for all of his meetings, replies over and over, the president has done more for the American people than any other president over the past 3 years, more than most presidents have done in two terms. And she forgot to add the little in part, you know, he's done more to destroy America, not for America. And then she's accurate. So her narrative can be shot down in two words, like, for instance, you know, basically, economy's in the toilet. Despite the lies, we're doing great. Crime has become epidemic. The Afghans screw up, armed our enemies. The Ukraine screw up, you know, money laundering operation for politicians. The war industry made everyone poorer, except for the people, politicians and those in the war industry, basically. The open border fiasco, perpetuating child sex and drug trafficking, murder and fentanyl poisoning. Come on, Kareem, let's get a few for instances, you know, some that are real. So might want to switch the word for the president has done more for the American people to against the American people. And then you've got it down. Then you're really reporting the news. Macaroni, the puffed up Napoleon of France, just threatened Russia, saying there are no red lines now in terms of supporting Ukraine. Russia responded saying they now have no more red lines with France. You know, we have these New World Order WF minimes that are trying to start World War III. And France would last a few hours in a war with Russia, basically. I hate to burst your bubble. Most of all those other countries, NATO countries, would too. So, you know, they've driven Russia into making alliances with China and North Korea, supplying them with any weapons they need, basically, and their own military industry far surpasses America in the ability to make weapons, you know, artillery and high-tech nuclear missiles, basically. So, you know, we have to rein in these war hawks, our own military-industrial complex and their political puppets, basic, and, you know, before they kick off World War III. As their next big financial score, basically. So it's all, they don't care. They don't care how many people die. They don't care how many people lose their family, their kids. It's all just, to them, it's all about the money, basically. And we're going to play this video that sums it all up, the insanity we're against. And you got to watch this, because this is real. This is actually what they're planning. So we'll go ahead.
Laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do. And one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO, to bring this forward. Other things that the amendments do is to bind the states so they are no longer recommendations but enforceable edicts. Provide a liability shield. Get rid of intellectual property rights. Move supplies from one country to another. Enforce digital passports. And the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals.
This is one of my favorite news right here. Jessica Tarla was fired from Fox News. Woo-hoo. I wish I had like a little party buzzer I could blow, because that woman was terrible. And, you know, her Valley Girl voice, you know, she sounded like a wounded beast scratching on a chalkboard or something, you know, and her woke stance just bordered on mental illness. You know, I had to skip forward every time they went to her. You know, I'd try to keep up on Fox News and some of the other stations to see what is coming out, how much they are talking about, because they never quite go the distance. They'll talk about something, they go, okay, let's go to the meat. No, let's go right to the head of the dragon, quit dancing around it. So anyway, so every time they went to her, I go, crap, I just turn her off. I just couldn't handle the energy and what she was saying. So the majority of the comments after the show were dump Jessica. I mean, if you go into the Fox News right after she talks, it was like, get rid of her, dump her, fire her, you're killing me. I have to keep fast forwarding, you know, to get away from her. And so finally they got rid of her. Another good one is Victoria Nuland resigned. She was the architect for the Ukrainian war slush fund. One industrial war industry hocked down, quite a few to go. So anyway, she was one of the main architects behind this big mess that we're in right now. This multi, we're over $100 billion now, something like that, dollar mess. I don't know where we're at now. Gee, the $100 billion, where did it go? I think they all have mansions. They have yachts over there in Ukraine, all the leaders. Multiple mansions all over the world. Went into a lot of other pockets as well. War industry got rich. You know, so we need to start paying attention to that one. Jim Jordan recently said, at this point, the country understands that the border crisis is intentional. Yay, Jim. Jim's one of my favorites. I love Jim Jordan. Out of everybody, I think Marjorie Taylor and Jim Jordan are my favorite. They got the facts and they just, boom, they're like pit bulls. Not like a dog. I'm just saying they're just intense and they got all the facts and they're fearless and they just, I love listening to them. There's a couple others. It was Josh Haley, or I can't remember his name, but there's, you know, Ted Cruz, those guys, they just like boom, man, they go after it. Kennedys are hammering on it too. So anyway, I don't know. There's so many people out there that are out there just hammering away, and I just love what they're saying. You know, they're really getting to the point of the matter. Anyway, there's a okay. This goes back to Jim Jordan, where he said, at this point, the country understands the border crisis is intentional. So I would add all the other failures just as well, just might have something to do with millions taken from hostile foreign governments and the global elite in their Take Down America plan. So a free people does not fit into their plan for world domination, population control, removing 7 billion people, or the you alone nothing be happening bugs agenda. So anyone that still supports this present administration is mentally ill, basically. You're critically thinking, morally and integrity challenged, and you're participating in your own demise and your family's enslavement and demise. So that's where this is going. They don't care if you have blue hair or a blue sign in front of your house, you're next. You know, you're second in line. That's all you're getting. So these conservatives, the left think, are fighting against them or actually fighting for them. So it's time to figure that one out. The only difference is the most of the conservatives see the big picture, and they see the end game of the tyrants, and so they're doing all they can to divert that. But anyway, there's a lot going on. There's a lot more information, which I just want to say has not been verified. So, but it seems like there's some major meetings going on. Supposedly the dinar is going public, and there's behind the meetings, behind the curtain meetings going on. They're really positive in our favor, basically. And these old banksters are going out. They're going out kicking and screaming and fighting. But the main thing we need to watch out now is chemtrails. You can tell my voice is a little raspy, even. In Hawaii, they didn't do chemtrails, and it's because most a lot of the global elite, the cabal, live in the islands here, and so they didn't chemtrail the islands. Well, guess what? Now they're chemtrailing heavy. We had these big storms come in, and they just chemtrailed the crap out of these clouds. And all of a sudden, you see a hole in the clouds, and all of a sudden, there's all these lines. You know, so we've been posting a lot of this information on Telegram and. And there's a lot of movies out there, you know, like What on Earth Are They Spraying and things like that. You should look them up and watch them, because we know there's at least barium, aluminum, and strontium. Those three are heavy metals. They're accumulative. They pretty much are forest killers, and they're people killers. It's just a slow kill, basically. And so that alone has totally been, that's been validated. That's been verified 100%. There's no getting away from that. And they're dumping tons of it in our atmosphere, which is having a very negative effect on us, you know, humans, on our gardens, on our forests, on our rivers, on our water. It's killing the fish. It's really messed up. So anyway, that's the first things we really need to look at that and put an end to that. And I've always said when the chemtrails stop, that's when we have our planet back. And the other one is these DEW weapons. They need to track down the origin, who's doing these DEW weapons. And we all knew Texas was going to be in for it, because they thumbed their nose at the New World Order boys, and they're, you know, with they're upholding the Constitution, and you know, so they're on the list. And so now they're all their major, not all, most of their major grasslands that they use for cattle, you know, to provide us with our meats and things like that, or have all been taken out now, and the cows too. So there's going to be a meat shortage as well. But that's by design. The food shortages, everything are by design. So none of this is going to make any sense until you understand, you know, what they wrote on the Georgia Guidestone. They wrote it in several other books and things like that. And they even spelled it out, you know, that they were going to create the plagues, and they're going to create the solution to the plagues, but the solution was going to be worse than the plagues. is what they said, and they want 7 billion of us gone. And they've been very clear about that. And all these Green New Deals and all these things they're doing now have everything to do with taking away all your power, all your rights, all your sovereignty, and population control, basically. That's what it's all about. There's nothing else going on other than that. So people that are pushing these agendas have sold their souls. They've sold you out too. So it's time to take a look at that. Democrats aren't going to save you from that one because they don't have any critical thinking. They have zero critical thinking. You would say, hey, there's a can of gas over there and gas is bad. So take this torch and stick it in the gas. Be sure to lean into it when you do. They go, yeah, we're going to save the planet. That's a good idea. And that's what you're dealing with. You're going to have a pretty big explosion. You're going to lose all the hair on your face, basically. But until they stick that torch in and they experience that, they're going to keep pushing their own enslavement and their own demise. It's really that. It's gotten to be that insane. They're trying to shut down all the farms. The farmers are revolting around the world, trying to shut down all the farms. People go, well, we don't need farms. We just go to the market. I think occasional cortex was saying that one. And you go, okay, guys, here's how it works. It's grown on the farm. Even your meat, grown on the farm, goes to the butcher shop, goes from there, and it goes to your store. Your veggies, all your stuff, grown on the farm. It gets processed, goes to your store. Eliminate the farm. What happens? I mean, this is like three-year-old math, kind of. You eliminate the farms. What happens? You create a food shortage. What happens when you have a food shortage? A lot of people die. That is the agenda. It's time to really wake up and smell the coffee here. Speaking of coffee, we just picked a ton of it and processed it. And now I'm drinking our own coffee right off the land, which I highly recommend. So, we really need to get a good water source, clean water, get a good filter system, and, get some land. If it's got a well, it's got a spring on it, great. And you're way ahead of the game. Put in your gardens and become self-sufficient, basically, because then, you can create a food bank on your land. You can, like here, everywhere I go, give me a couple of years, I'm going to have a food bank. I'm going to have fish on the land. I'm going to have everything on the land. I'm going to have, pastures. I'm going to have animals. I'm going to have fruit trees everywhere, you name it, so, and that's what we all need to think right now. And it's like, I'm not doing it out of fear. I love it. I love gardening. I love planting things. I like landscaping with rocks and things like that, and get your hands in the dirt. And you'd be surprised. There's an old saying, weed your garden, weed your mind. And when your hands are on the earth and you're on your knees, it's amazing how you get grounded again. You reconnect with the earth and start getting guidance when you're out there weeding, especially if you're all by yourself. It's great. It's like a meditation. So I strongly recommend everybody do that. It's the only way to go. But what I see coming up is I really do think, I think things are going to hit the fan here pretty soon. And how intense that is up to us, basically, and how many people we can reach, and so there's an old saying, Edgar Casey said that the best prophets are the prophecies that don't come true. So there's a lot of people who are seeing World War III, and it is a possibility. And they're really pushing that agenda. The globalists are pushing that agenda, and they all have their undergrounds. They have, like the Swiss, they've got massive undergrounds. They've already set up. They're supposed to be the peaceful city. They're not. They never were. But a lot of tyrants came out of there. But people don't know about that. They don't know what's really going on behind the story. But that's going to come out as well. all the underground facilities there, how they prepared for war forever, and they prepared so they can be the ones that come out. You know, if anything really bad happens, you know, they'll be the ones that'll make it through. But anyway, you can do your own research on that. But actually, to me, we shouldn't depend on that. We should not have to need that kind of help. But I really do think that the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are not going to allow World War III. The in-earth guys are not going to allow it. There's a lot of bases here on the planet that would be affected by that, and destroying this environment here and everything is something that I think they're going to say enough's enough, and they're going to put their foot down. So they've already done it. They've already gone over our major facilities, and they've gone into the missiles and shut down their whole system. And LOSSEP wasn't there. The triggering mechanism, the guidance, things were just gone. How'd they do that? You know, they just bilocated parts out of the missiles, and they've shot down a lot of missiles. We've done nuclear missile launches, and they've shot them down. Not that they were armed or aiming it for somebody, but they were practicing in case, and so they shot these up, and that's well known. And so they went over several major silos, both in Russia and here, and they went over and they took over the whole system and then shut it down. So they also brought one system to launch. They brought it right up to zero and then shut it off, freaked everybody out. They couldn't shut it off. They're taking axes, unplugging everything, cutting hard wires, and they couldn't shut it off because they have that kind of technology. So what it is that they don't want to intervene. They don't want to interfere in our evolution. They will assist us as we go forward, as we make the right choices. And those with open minds and loving heart and pure intent, they're going to be fine. They're connected. It's going to be very easy for them to work with them. And we're going through this huge shift right now, these energies coming in. We just went through one. A lot of people had trouble with it. It was so much energy came in. We had these double X-class flares, and that's continuing. And the sun is just totally, we're right in the sights right now for another big event. So that's part of it. But they're also, as I said before, they're also spraying some pretty nasty stuff in these chemtrails. And it's a lot of people I know are sick right now. And and they're not, there's places they wouldn't spray before, but now they're hitting them. So they're going to do their thing. You know, they're going to pull out all the stops trying to maintain control. And it's not going to work. You know, basically those are aligned with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. You know, those are the ones who are going to make it through. The other ones aren't, because they're not frequency specific to this situation. So eventually a lot of people are seeing this. They're seeing this huge bifurcation of worlds coming up. And it's all about frequency, basically. And so if you understand this, love, joy, and bliss, and service to others, those are really high frequencies. And the more you do that, the more you go out and meditate and make your own personal connection with, you know, Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, the more you do that through the heart from within, not having somebody else tell you what's going on, and make your own personal connection. This is empowering the individual. The more you do that, the easier you're going to get through. You're going to be guided. And you've got to practice that loving detachment, and you might just have to go. You might be in a crappy relationship, living in a crappy place, and everything's coming down around you, and you might just have to say, okay, time to pick up, time to go. And then your mind's going to go, where would I go? I won't be fed, I won't be, and you have all those fearful things. But your soul's going to give you that inner guide and say, go do it. And everything works out if you stick to that connection. But when you let the fear and the intellect and all the other stuff come in, it hijacks, you know, your sole purpose, basically. So all my life I've made decisions that made no sense whatsoever to other people. They go, you are nuts, you know. What are you giving all this up for? And I go, I'll just recreate it, you know. And I did, bigger everywhere I went. Let go of everything, everything came back. You know, it's like that's the way the universe works. As long as you're aligned with your sole purpose, it's going to take care of you, basically. If you're not, you're going to have an experience to get you back aligned with your soul purpose. And that's just the way it works. But there's so much going on right now. It's just really important to kind of turn off the news. I know I watch it, so I know what's going on because I have a radio show and I have to know what's happening so I can help others. But you know, if I didn't have these shows and these other things, I would be out gardening. I mean, right after this, I'm going to go out and do some gardening. But I mean, I would rather be gardening and it'd be great if everybody else did the same thing. You know, then we wouldn't have all these problems. Like, what if they gave a war and nobody came? You know, what if they, all this social engineering, you know, the drum beating to create a war and World War III and everything. What if nobody says, oh, okay, you guys have fun with that. You know, we're gonna do our own thing. And you know, so basically, you know, that's the deal. I mean, some people, your soul purpose is to stand up, be a warrior, or whatever. You know, you came for this, you came to be part of the liberation, the planetary liberation. There's whole civilizations up there, six dimensional civilizations that are like the Orion Council of Light. They're planetary liberators. They're here right now to help us, and they're guiding and inspiring. And they are engaging, but you're not going to see it. You know, things just go away all of a sudden. People just kind of disappear, and that's been happening a lot. You know, these cabal folks. You know, these guys are building all these huge underground facilities, right? And spending billions on that. They have all the freezers, the best wine, the generators. They're self-sufficient. You know, they have everything. They've done everything right. And the only thing they haven't done is take care of their karma, which no matter where you go, your karma follows you, and it's all being accelerated and amplified. So it doesn't matter what you do to protect yourself with and using all your ill-gotten gains to create a little safety thing, it's not going to work. And I can tell you too, these beings have the technology. They could beam you out and leave you in space if they wanted to, in a heartbeat, in a second. So there's nowhere to hide, you know. And it's not just, you know, when things really step up, I mean, some people are not going to do too well. So if your heart's constricted, you're probably going to have a heart attack. If you've got a mountain of karma out there, you've done a lot of really negative things, taken advantage of a lot of people, all that's going to be amplified. And you're on the downward spiral, and that's just spiraling down. And, you know, all the ill-gotten gains, you're going to lose. That's just universal law, basically, which is coming. So we have to really get clear within ourselves, get on the right side of the fence, and support the people that are out on the front lines, you know, helping them out. You know, this old system, this old deep state system has to go. It's on the downward spiral, and it's going to take all of us with it, you know, if we don't step out and do something else. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or independent or something in between. You know, we all got to get on the march right now to take the upward spiral. And universal law is coming in. A lot of people go, what is universal law? And it's really simple. It's universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. That's basically what it is. And it's really basic. It's just common sense. And we need to get back to that. And when we step out of universal law, we create karma. And that karma is going to have a reaction. And so what you're going to see now is everything is going to come up. Everything is going to be revealed, exposed. And there's going to be an implosion of those on the downward spiral. It's like imploding. And the upward spiral is those who choose to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. That's the upward spiral. Those are in service. That's the upward spiral. And those people are going to continue. And it, you know, you don't need to be a rocket scientist. You don't need to be a priest or anything else. Just be a good person. That's all you need. Come from the heart, serve, help others, be kind, be loving. You know, it's really simple. It's not that complicated. So basically, that's my rant. I think I'm running out of time here, so I'll have to close it out. But that's the show for tonight and my own rant. And again, just keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Everything's going to be fine. And act on the inner guidance. Get out in nature, meditate, and ask, what's in my highest and best good? And don't let somebody else tell you what that is. We need to go from our own heart center. And on that note, I'm signing off. So have a great evening, and we'll talk next Saturday. Good night.